You want me to investigate something about Whit?
Yes, Connie. So what do you say? Will you do it?
I don't know. I mean, just what is this information?
Well, you know about Universal Press Foundation?
Yeah, Whit's publishing company?
Well, a former employee of his named Roxy McCormick recently contacted me, and she told me that Whit fired her because she tried to point out his discriminatory practices against women.
What? Whit wouldn't. He couldn't.
That's why I want you to verify it with him.
Yeah.
Do you remember the conversation we had about thinking for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those opportunities, I think. But again, it's up to you. Excuse me.
Oh, good morning, Eugene.
Mr. Whitaker, before you go up to the office, I should warn you, Miss Kendall is there.
Well, that's all right. I'm not going to bother her.
No, but she may bother you.
What are you talking about, Eugene?
A few days ago, Miss Kendall came in very distracted because she said you were doing something she couldn't believe you would do.
Oh, really? What was it?
She wouldn't tell me. But it was right after one of her meetings with Margaret Fay.
Oh, wait a minute. Was this the day you made the bank deposit?
Come to think of it, yes.
Ah, that's why she was behaving so strangely. Wondering why I don't let her make the deposits and why I let you watch the shop more than she does, and why you get all the glamorous jobs while she has to wash dishes.
So is that the reason... Glamorous? So is that the reason you've been tutoring her on the computers?
Yes. I thought all that might have had something to do with Margaret.
Correct as usual, Mr. Whitaker, and this morning proves it.
But what happened?
Miss Fay told Miss Kendall that you fired a female employee at UPF just because she tried to expose your alleged discriminatory practices against women.
Oh, good grief. Let me guess. The woman's name is Roxy? Roxy McCormick?
How'd you know?
Oh, she's done this before. She's a classic disgruntled employee.
there you go. Is the rumor then...
Roxy was a receptionist at UPF. I caught her embezzling funds, and I have ample documentation, including police records, to prove it.
I knew there had to be a reasonable explanation.
Now, why would Margaret tell Connie something like that?
Unknown.
I think Ms. Fay and I need to have a little talk.
Indeed.
Hester... Did you get the changes in my opening remarks?
They're already in the press packets, Margaret, but I do need to go over...
Margaret?
Whit!
We need to talk about Connie.
Hester, would you excuse us, please?
Of course.
All right, Whit. What about Connie?
Why did you send Connie to ask me about Roxy McCormick?
I wanted to verify the information. She was the best way. And I didn't send Connie. She volunteered.
At your request?
Yes, I requested it. But she could have turned me down. She's a big girl. And by the way, is the information about Roxy true?
Not that it's any of your business. But no, it isn't.
That's all I asked Connie to find out.
Margaret, do you really think it's appropriate to have Connie come and talk to me about my business practices?
If it'll get her to think for herself, yes.
Think for herself? What does that have to do with anything?
That's what I'm trying to teach her.
Seems to me all you're doing is exerting undue influence over her.
You're one to talk about undue influence. You've been influencing Connie since she moved to Odyssey. And that's the real problem here.
Meaning?
Meaning that you don't want anybody to influence Connie but you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a press conference to prepare for.
Yeah. Well, that went well.
Well, well, if it isn't my old friend, Whit.
Bart, what are you doing here? Spying on Margaret?
No, actually, I just followed yous over here.
Followed me? What for?
Well, you find out. I just sincerely hope that you haven't decided to endorse that Margaret person.
Is that all you can think about, Bart? No, I haven't. I was talking to her about something completely different.
Oh, that's good, because I still want yous to endorse me.
I thought we'd settle this. It's not going to happen, Bart.
Oh, tut, 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 not so fast. I really think you should reconsider. Unless you want to just hand the election over to Margaret.
What in the world are you talking about?
Oh, just this.
And what is that?
This is a photocopy of Eugene and Connie's paycheck stubs.
What? Where did you get these?
That's hardly important right now. What matters is I got more than one copy. And unless you endorse me, I'll make sure that all the newspapers in town get one. Then you can explain to them why you pay Eugene 3 times more than you pay Connie. So, what's it gonna be?
Oh, Bart! You are incredible!
What? What's so funny?
You are!
Hey, now simmer down. You must have misunderstood me. I am going to tell the papers that you pay Eugene 3 times as much as you pay Connie. When the word of this gets out, Wits End will be surrounded by angry women protesters and letter writers, maybe even pickets and boycotts.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't think of that, did you? And can you just imagine the raking over you'll get from the press? Could mean the end of Wits End. But none of this needs to happen if you just endorse me.
Well, when you put it that way...
Yeah?
Now there's just one thing left to say.
Yeah?
You go ahead and do what you think you have to do.
Yeah, see? See, I thought... What? You're still saying no?
That's right. No.
Are you saying...
Bart, the only thing that would be more foolish than endorsing you for mayor would be for me to give in to your blackmail. But if you really think that's the way to win an election, then you do what you have to do.
Mr. Whittaker!
Eugene?
Greetings, Mr. Whittaker. How did your meeting go?
Well, not very well. Is Connie still here? I need to talk to both of you.
I believe so. I'll page her.
All right.
May I have your attention, please? Miss Kendall, Miss Constance Kendall, please come to the front counter. Miss Kendall, Mr. Whittaker wants to talk with you. Please respond.
She's not answering her page. I'll run up and see if she's just being stubborn.
All right, thanks, Eugene. I'll get that. Wits End.
Whit?
Oh, hi, Tom.
You listen to the radio?
No, I just got in.
You better turn it on. Odyssey 105.
Why? What's going on?
Margaret's holding her press conference. Your name has been brought up.
What? Okay, thanks, Tom.
Miss Kendall isn't in the office, Mr. Whittaker. The computer's off and the room is empty. She obviously left without my knowledge.
Well, she probably went to Margaret's press conference.
Oh, yeah, she didn't mention something.
I'll say it again.
Shh.
I don't know who put this flyer out. It obviously looks very official, and if it's true, it's a sad day for Odyssey. But I will say this. Instead of talking to me about it, maybe you should be talking to Mr. Whittaker.
Talking to you? What does she mean?
Later, Eugene.
Dale Jacobs, Odyssey Times. You built your campaign on trying to break up the status quo of businessmen and politicians who've been running Odyssey. But now it sounds like you're trying to protect one of them.
It's not a matter of protecting him or not protecting him, Mr. Jacobs. I simply don't see how it relates to this press conference.
It relates because one of Odyssey's most respected businessmen appears to be guilty of a terrible salary inequity.
What? Eugene, please.
What do you have to say about that?
I have no comment.
No comment? But according to this flyer, he pays his male employee 3 times more than he pays his female employee. You have no comment about that?
No, I don't. Now, are there any other questions? Then I guess this press conference is over. Thank you.
Okay, Eugene. Now you can talk.
I really don't know what to say, except perhaps thank you.
Save your thanks. There's a perfectly reasonable explanation for everything, but I'd rather wait for Connie and explain it to both of you at the same time.
Most reasonable. I can't believe, however, that Mr. Jacobs was so callous in his questioning.
Well, Dale is just doing his job, Eugene. Uh-oh, here we go. Wits End.
Whit, it's Margaret.
Oh, hello.
Whit, I was blindsided by this thing. I found out about it just before the press conference.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio, Margaret.
Then you know that I wasn't the one who released this information.
I know. And I also know who did release it.
Who?
Bart Rathbone.
Bart?
Look, I need to talk to Connie. Is she with you?
No. She was at the press conference, but when the reporters started asking questions about this, she left. I don't blame her.
Do you have any idea where she is?
No. But if I hear from her, I'll tell her to call you.
I'd appreciate it.
Whit, is it true?
Frankly, and I don't mean to be rude, but it's none of your business. Now, I'd appreciate it if you'd just hang up. I want to keep the line open in case Connie calls.
I understand. Bye.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yes. Can I help you?
You can if you're John Whitaker? Whitaker?
Whitaker, yes. Yes, I am.
I'm from Rocket Courier Service. I have a letter for you.
A letter?
Mm-hmm. Sign here, please.
Oh, okay. Of course. Yeah.
There you go. Have a nice day.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, pleasant fellow.
Oh, no.
What is it, Mr. Whitaker? What's wrong?
Well, the letter, it's from Connie. It starts out, "Dear Mr. Whitaker."
Doesn't bode well.
No, and it goes downhill from there. Dear Mr. Whitaker, this is a very difficult letter to write, but I feel I must write it. As you've told me many times before, relationships can only survive if they're based on trust. Well, today's events have severely damaged my trust level in our relationship. Oh, Connie. I have enjoyed working at Wits End very much. I've learned a lot, but I feel that under the circumstances, it would be best if I no longer work there.
What?
And she says, "I'm sorry if this leaves you in the lurch, but I'm sure you'll have no trouble filling my position. Goodbye, and God bless. Sincerely, Connie Kendall." Oh, Connie.
This can't be happening.
I'm afraid it's true, Eugene. Connie has quit.
This is Del Hadley with an election update here on Odyssey 105. Well, the polls closed 30 minutes ago in the race for mayor, and early returns show political newcomer Margaret Fay with a commanding lead over two-time candidate Bart Rathbone. Let's go live now to Rathbone for mayor headquarters at the Electric Palace.
Thank you all for coming. I guess there is no easy way of saying this, but say it I gotta. I fought a good fight and ran a good race, but I've always believed in calling things as I see them. So on the advice of my campaign manager, it is with a sad heart and a heavy face that I reluctantly concede the election to that Margaret person. However, there have also been reports of ballot box stuffing in some districts, and so I am hereby calling for a thorough investigation into those allegations. And... what? Yeah? Who did it? Rodney? Never mind, folks. But be sure and come down to Rathbone's Electric Palace and get a free balloon with every $15 purchase. Thank you a lot.
See you, Connie.
Bye, Vicky.
Hi, Connie.
Tom, you scared me.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay. What are you doing here?
Well, I heard about what a great job you did on Margaret's campaign, so I just came by to congratulate you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I hear she's having a big victory celebration. You going?
No, I really don't feel like celebrating.
Why? You deserve it. You helped her win.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it means you worked on her campaign.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm not in the mood.
Okay.
Tom, why are you really here?
Okay, you got me. I do have an ulterior motive.
I knew it. Whit sent you, didn't he?
No, Whit doesn't know anything about me being here.
Really?
Really.
Oh. So what's your ulterior motive for coming to see me?
Well, when I pass the mayoral mantle to Margaret, I have to make a speech. And because of your recent political experience, I wanted to run part of it by you.
A speech? You want my opinion on a speech?
Well, just part of it. It's more of a story, really. Of course, now, if you don't want me to...
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Good. Well, what it is, it's a story about a mother and a young daughter who moved to town several years ago. The family had just gone through a divorce. They came to town to make a new life for themselves. The daughter got a job at a local business, worked very hard at it. soon became a favorite of the owner. In fact, the owner had such affection for her that he decided he wanted to do something very special for the girl. Now, the owner knew how tough it would be for a single mom to save money for the things a girl might need in later life. So unbeknownst to either one of them, he set up a trust fund for the girl. A bonus on top of her salary for her college education. That way, when she graduated from high school, a good portion of her college expenses would be taken care of. The owner wanted it to be a surprise for the girl. And it has been. At least, until now.
I can't believe it.
It's all true.
I knew this would end up being about Whit. He did send you here, didn't he?
No, Connie, no, he didn't. But I wanted you to know what he has done.
He's really set up a trust fund for me?
Yes.
How do you know?
I found out about it when Whit left for the Middle East. I had to know how much to pay everyone. You see, Connie, most of Eugene's salary goes to pay for his schooling. That's the agreement he and Whit made when Eugene first started working at Whit's End. The truth of the matter is, you and Eugene are paid exactly the same amount. In fact, you actually take home a little more than Eugene. You don't have to take my word for it. I brought along copies of the paperwork to prove it.
Wow.
The Odyssey Times will be getting a copy of it tomorrow. I wanted you to see it first. That's the other reason why I'm here. And that's also why you really shouldn't be making judgments about your friends before you know all the facts.
Oh, no.
You all right, Connie?
No. No, I'm not. I'm sorry, Tom. I have to go. I have to talk to Whit. Excuse me.
I thought you might.
Come in.
Whit!
Connie!
Why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't I tell you what?
You know what? Why didn't you tell me what you should have told me?
Oh, that. Well, I wanted to tell you, but you wouldn't talk to me.
Well, that's no reason for you not to tell me.
Well, I didn't want to tell you because I wanted it to be a surprise.
Well, it certainly was, especially when I found out you didn't tell me.
Now, wait a minute. If I didn't tell you, then who did?
Tom told me.
Tom told you?
Yes, because you told him. Then you told him you didn't tell me. That's the way things are around here. Everybody gets told everything but me.
Everybody doesn't get told everything. There are lots of things around here people don't get told.
Yeah? Like what?
I can't tell you.
You see? See, that is just what I'm talking about.
Oh, Connie.
Oh, Whit.
Hey, now. There's no reason for the tears.
I'm just so sorry.
Oh, it's okay, Connie.
No, it isn't.
I shouldn't have kept the information about your trust fund from you, especially this long. I know that now. But I just really wanted it to be a surprise. And I didn't think Bart Rathbone would be dumb enough to sabotage his own campaign by releasing those paycheck stubs to the press.
Oh, Whit.
Now. It's all right, Connie. Really?
You don't understand.
What? What don't I understand?
Bart wasn't that dumb.
Well, what do you mean?
Bart didn't tell the papers about the salaries. I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Remember when you started teaching me about the computer?
Yeah.
Well, I came across the information by accident the day Eugene logged me onto the computers. I tried to open what I thought was my file, but it was protected by a password, and I thought you must have put a password on it to give me a new challenge. So I tried to figure out the password, and I tried a long time, and I guess I happened across the right one, but instead of my file, it opened your financial program right to the payroll file.
Oh.
That's when I saw the discrepancy. I was so upset by it, I wasn't thinking straight. I printed out the statements and made copies of them and passed them out at the press conference.
Connie, I don't know what to say.
sorry. I'm so sorry. When I thought you were being unfair with me, something just snapped. I thought you felt Eugene was more capable than I was. Just because I'm a girl.
Oh, Connie, I never thought that. Eugene may have technical expertise, but well, you have personality.
Personality?
Yes. Connie, the kids don't keep coming back here just for my ice cream. And they certainly don't keep coming to hear Eugene's technical jargon. They keep coming because of you.
You do?
Absolutely. Everybody around here loves you. They love being around you. You've been blessed with the kind of personality that just naturally attracts people, especially kids.
Really?
Really. I've always believed in you, Connie. I just wish that you could have believed in me a little more.
Oh, Whit, I do. And I have. And I will. I promise. If you just give me another chance, can you find it in your heart to forgive me?
Of course I can.
And it would please me so much if I could come back to work at Wit's End.
Oh, Connie, it would please me very much, too.
Miss Hartle?
Connie, come on in.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, I read your report on your election experience. Oh, it was excellent.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to congratulate you on a job well done. And I'm getting an A.
Well, thanks again, but I don't really deserve to be congratulated.
Oh, of course you do. You've passed your government requirement with flying colors, and that's definitely worth a pat on the back.
Well, I may have passed government, Miss Hartle, but I failed trust. And no amount of A's can make up for that.
Sometimes it's difficult to trust people, even people who are very close to us, because we may think they've let us down, just like Connie thought Whit did. She had to learn the hard way that trust is something you need to hold on to, even through the difficult times. And we can learn along with Connie that there is one person that we can always trust, no matter what happens. Jesus. And that's all for this time. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The one about trust was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.